Holding on that cliff base on the base at the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. So the Mishnah reviewed his chelek, and we made a deek before from the Hekesh of Menashe to Achav. Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says Menashe yesh lo chelek l'olam haba, because it says beferish vayitz palele la vayyaser lo. Om Rav Yochanan v'shnei mikra echad darshu. The truth is that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda both darshan the same pasuk shenema. So here the question is, what is the responsibility of Menashe ben Chizkiyahu for the Malachim who did Ra after him? So Mar Savar Biglal Menashe Sha'asat Teshuvah V'inu Lo Avud. That the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the meaning of the pasuk is that Menashe did Teshuvah, and thereby he was mekatreg on all those who didn't do Teshuvah. He said, you see that even a melech, in the end, he can do Teshuvah and he can be mesakit. Umar sovar biglal Menashe de lo avad Teshuvah. The other man yomar also, on the contrary, it's because of the ra that Menashe did, and that he was never chazer b'teshuvah, that others learned from him to be maksha libam v'orupam, and to continue in their rishis. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha'omer Menashe ein lo chelek l'olam haba, merapei dehem sheba'alei teshuvah. Somebody who says that Menashe, after all the teshuvah that he did, is not going to get a chelek in olam haba, he takes the floor out from under ba'alei teshuvah. The Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe asat teshuvah 33 shanim. Because we have a brisa that was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, that's medayik from the pasuk that Menashe's tshuva was 33 years. It isn't clear. Before we saw the Vayaser Lo, and so it isn't clear at what particular point he was about tshuva. But if you take a look at the pasuk, Shtei Mesrei Shana Menashe B'Molcho, V'Chamishim V'Chamei Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim. Vayas Ashira Kasher Asa Achav Melach Yisrael. So we darshaned yesterday, according to the Tanakhama, that Vayas Ashira Kasher Asa Achav is the marker for his being similar to Achav, that he doesn't have a chelek in olam haba. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who darshaned the pasuk from Tatim Lezava Biglal Menashe, that therefore Menashe did do teshuva, he learns the Achav Menashe comparison in another way. That he, in the same way that Achav was Oysa as a Melech Yisrael Ra, Kama Malach Achav, how long was he a Melech Yisrael that he did that Ra? Esim Etatim Shmin. So it was 22 years. So it says over here that Menashe was Osa Shera to the same extent that Achav Melech Yisrael had. Okay, so then we have to compare now Achav's 22 years. To Menashe's years. But Menashe had 55 years. So if you take the 22 years off of the 55, so if you take off the 22 years that he did Ra, you have the rest of his 55-year reign, there's still 33 years in which he wasn't Osa Hara, which means that for those 33 years he was doing Teshuvah. Therefore, this again is all consistent with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, after hearing this brisa in front of him, and he was makabel this brisa, that somebody who says that Menashe doesn't get a chelek in olam haba and argues, and Rabbi Yehuda, I think somebody did teshuva for 33 years, isn't the zeichet to rebuilding his chelek in olam haba. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dechsiv, Vayishma Elav. Now, the truth is, in the pasuk it says, Vayeatelo. Either, as Tosafot points out, we do have alternative visions. Go outside and see if the compressor is on. Go outside and see if the compressor is on. So if we have now an alternative reading, then the Gemara makes sense. In our Gemara, in our Divrei Yomim, it says Vayechotelo. If he had Vayechotelo, so then he's darshaning what it says. Vayechotelo, it should have said Vayechotelo. What if you don't? It could be that the correct gersa was that we're simply darshaning the word we often darshan, the chalifat, ayin, and chet. So it could be that he also vayeter. He's darshaning it vayechater. So melanei she'asalo ha'kadosh baruch hu kemin machateret berakia. this teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a wormhole through the Shamayim Kidei Lekablo B'Teshuvah, in order that he should be Mekabel. So Midas HaDin wanted to prevent him from being Mekubel B'Teshuvah. So Midas HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to find a way in which he could bring, accept Menashe to come close to him. So Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Vektiv Bereshit Mamlechut Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiyah. We have the same idea. Bereshit Mamlechut Yitzkiyah. That's a strange way of saying at the beginning of the Malchus. Usually it says B'Shana Rishona L'Malchuto. Bereshit. Therefore we're darshaning that this is in fact an act of Bereshit. Meaning what? I mean, Ada even though having Malchim, but there were no Malachim until this point. Ela Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'achazirat Olam Kulo L'Tahu V'Avohu B'Shvil Yehoyakim. In both cases, the Bereshit, the meaning of Bereshit, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be marked with the Olam to the matzah of a Bereshit. In other words, the Tohu V'Avohu. Both in terms of Yehoyakim and in terms of Tzitkiyahu. Which is strange, but the pshat is that Yehoyakim himself was a Rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mashiv of the world about Tov Vavo because of Yehoyakim the Rosh, but nistakel bedoro v'nitzkara da'ato. He looked at the door of Yehoyakim. We'll see later on the door of Yehoyakim. He was, in fact, he had to hide his rishis from, and they argued with him about things that he did. So then nitzkara da'ato, he decided, no, it's the door our tzaddikim, so the olam could be miskayim on the door. B'keish HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzir olam kulo l'tov v'avo b'shvil doro shel tzitkiyo. Even though tzitkiyo himself was a tzaddik, but his door was not. Nistakel b'tzitkiyo v'nitzkara da'ato. So there he looked at tzitkiyo, and he was miskayim the door, and the olam b'shvil tzitkiyo. Wait a minute, but tzitkiyo na'amitzi v'yaz harabe ne'ashem. I mean, the Torah says that Tzitkiyo did ra. You're just saying that Tzitkiyo was the one who was matzil the Yoylam, the Tzitkato. That's because Shayar b'yadolim chod v'lo micha. He could have done more to prevent others from being chayter. And therefore, it says if he did it, I mean, we always say that the Torah is makshiv on the person who was so. And so in the mail, it says v'yatar abin yashem, but we know that Tzitkiyo l'maisa was a tzaddik. Here you have an intelligent man who's trying to argue with this fool. It doesn't matter what approach you take. You could try getting angry. You can try acting sweet. You never get any response. Any nachat makes no difference. So what is that referring to? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I've tried both approaches with these guys. Ka'asti alachaz. I figured, okay, we'll try the stick approach first. So I get angry at Achaz. So I give him over into the hands of Malchei Damesek, thinking that he's going to do teshuvah. What does he do? Ziveach v'kiter l'Elohim. He goes ahead and he joins their church. Shema v'yizbach l'Elohim Damesek ha-makimbo. This is the first Stockholm syndrome that we find. Vayomer ki Elohei Malchei Aram Hema Adrim Otam Lahem Ezbach Vayazruni. I mean, after all, must be their gods that helped them get me here. So if I take on their religion, they'll help me too. Vehema Ayulo LaAchshilo LaKol Yisrael. So I tried that approach. That didn't work. Okay, so I figured, all right, let's try the carrot approach. So Sichakti Imam Matzia VeNatati Malchei Adon BiAdon. So instead, I was very nice. I gave over the attacking kings of Edom into the hands of Amatya. What does he do? Hey, Elohim, Vishtachav Elohim. He brings the Getchkes in and he bows down to them in his palace. So what does he do? Like an idiot. After he now was Makar the Adomim. Does that make sense? So it doesn't matter what you do to these guys. That's the famous saying. You know, you go to an idiot and you cry to him, and he knows from nothing. You smile. I smile to you, sir. I cry to you, sir. You know nothing. Woe to the man who knows nothing and who can't distinguish between good and bad. Vayavo kol sarei melech bavel vayeshvu b'sha'ar hatuch. Hatavach was the lashon hatuch with Ashley. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The place, the dividing line, is basically the Lishkas HaGadol, the Hamigdash. Makom shemachatchim bo halachot, the place in which things are cut down straight through the middle, which the knife of din and hora'ah has to get straight through it. That's called the Taveh. And that's where the kings of Babel set up themselves in the Lishkas HaGadol and in the places where Sanhedrin was common. Amen. Amr Papa, Haina Dabri in Shay. This is the common saying again, says Rapapa. The Atra the Moritala Le Zaine Taman Kubaraya Kulta Tala. Aye, the place where the master of the house would put down his weapons and his important things. That's where this jerk of a shepherd goes and puts down his canteen. Amr Fistam Rabirmiya Barava Maidak Sivaste Ish Atsela Varti. So what is this referring to? The whole story of, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming, watching the Kerem Adam Chasar Lev. Who is this? So Al-Sadei Ish Atzel Avarti. That's Achaz. Achaz was Mavata the Aveda, was Mavata learning. So basically, that's Atzos. Al-Kerem Adam Chasar Lev. A chasar lev refers to Menashe. And we'll see each one of these chasar lev, because he basically, we're going to darshan later on. Menashe, we already saw, he used to tear out the Haskarot Hashem, so it was chasar lev, basically. V'ine alak kulo kibshonim, this refers to Amon. So it was full of kibshonim, of weeds, and later on the Gemara is going to say that Amon, he had the Mizbeach covered with spiderwebs from misuse. It was Ola Kulo Kibshonim. Kasu Panav Charulim Ze Yoyakim. He covered his face, this refers to Yoyakim, which we'll see on the days, that he was Doka Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ora. Together Avanav Neherasa Ze Tzidkiyo Shenech Rav Beit HaMikdash B'yamav. So the final destruction of the actual stones of the Geder, that was in the times of Tzidkiyo. There's four groups of people that are not zocha to be mekabel p'nei shchina. The simon of the four groups is chashmal. Kat leitzim, kat shakranim, kat chanifim, and kat misaprei lashon hara. Kat leitzim, the people that left, always giggling at things, cynical. V'chsiv mashak yado et lo tzitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls his hands away from Leit Sani. Kat shakranim, v'chsiv dover shakarim lo yikon lo neged einayim. As we saw with the Ruach Nevot. So that for somebody who speaks sheker, cannot have a place in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Kat chanifim, people who manipulate, they play up to other people. V'chsiv ki lo lefanach kenef yavo. In front of God, there's no place for flattery. Kap yisapre lashon hara, v'chsiv ki lo el chafetz resha ata, lo yagur chara. Tzadik ata Hashem lo yeh b'magur chara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a tzadik, and therefore in his magor, in the place where he lives, which is the mechitzes, mekabli, b'nei hashkina, there's no room for ra. Yom Rufistam Rabbi Yimri Bar Abba. So this is a series of brachas we understand that has been given to Shlomo from his father, from his mother, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we darshan like this. Lo su'unai lecha'ra'a means shelo yishlot b'cha yetzer hara. V'nega lo yikrav bo'alecha shelo timtza ishtecha safek nida b'sha'a shetabo min haderach. So that if somebody who doesn't have the Yetzer Hara that is dragging him into Ra, so that he should have Yerurim Ra'im and Nisyonis and so on, is a tremendous bracha. And that he shouldn't have a Nega that's Korei Ba'alo Me'ela. Somebody comes home and his wife is a Nida. So she's a Nida. It happens. But if she's a Suffolk Nida, then he's thinking to himself, well, but she's probably really mukaras, and it becomes very difficult for him. That means, Grufa, that you shouldn't be tu'una. There shouldn't be a constant bothering of you, of bad dreams or bad thoughts. That's in your ohel, means the ohel of your learning, the ohel of your home, in which you educate. So a child or a Talmud should not come out from your ohel that looks, that people see that he was magdiach tafshilo, that he's messed up his life. Adkan bercho aviv, mikan ve'elach berachto imo. These are the types of bracha we understand is the derech of a father to say. Now come the brachas that are the derech of a mother to say. Ki malachav yetzav alach, v'shmocha d'chol drachecha, al-kapayim yisa'uncha, al-shakan l'fet en tidroch. Those are things that a mother is concerned about, a father is concerned about, basically the types of things that he'll achieve in his life. His mother's baracha, and she wants to just, you should be well, yizun, have lots of chicken soup, and so on. From this point on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the bracha, because it's now it begins to speak in first person from Hashem. He desired me, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will be matzilim. Asagveo, I will lift him up. Yadashimi, Yikreini ve'endeu, Imo anochi v'tzara, Achaletzeu ve'achabedeu. Orech yamim asbi'ehu, v'ar'ehu v'shuasi. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, ma'idechzi v'yimana mirasha'im oram, uzroa ramat yishaber. We find the ayin of rasha'im in that pasuk is not written straight along the line. It's lifted above the line as if you could read the word v'yimana mirasha'im oram. The ayin is sort of in the word, but not quite. So what's the pshat? Because it's the darshan vayimana mirashim. Now, I mean, why in the world would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be moneya from someone who is rash, someone who is deprived, his or? It's to teach you that rashim, it's a lashon rabim, that to say that kivan shenaaseh adam rash milamata, naaseh rash milamala. That once a person is rejected in olam hazeh, so that people hate him, so too is he rejected lamala. So that's one rash. I will say, so if that's the case, don't write the ayin. If that's the whole point of the pasuk, vayimana mirashim, you just write vayimana mirashim. So v'lo nichtav klal, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer say, well, the truth is that it's not really a klal. It's only a klal if the person is a rasha. But lamaisa, if he's a tzaddik, it doesn't apply. So let's say the reason we have to do this, people should misunderstand. Say, David HaMelech, everybody hated his guts. So they say, okay, so everybody hates his guts, it's probably a rasha. I mean, that's what they claim it. So therefore, you have to write the ayin above to say, look, I mean, it's true that generally speaking, if a person is not, I mean, we don't see him as a tzaddik. So if the Bria is rejected, then that's probably a sign that he's a rasha. But Lamaisa, you often find that there are reasons for people to hate even Sadiqim, such as David HaMelech. So Bishum Kvodo Shal David, it had to be written. But one says, well, it's more than that. Kvodo Shal Nechemia Ben Chachalia. If you have Nechemia, Nechemia had, everybody hated Nechemia, because he had a lot of people that were attached. And by that point that he got there, they had already made all types of alliances with the people that had been living in Eretz Yisrael before, Shechaniah ben Arach and so on. They had like a whole political party that was against Nehemiah. They had a lot of enemies. And therefore the point is that the Pasuk doesn't want to be Mabaza, those people. We find in the Gemara also many of the Tanoim or Amoroim that were hated, because they were hated because of Milut Yishmael. You know, like the whole Mechuzah hated Rabbah. It's got to be Mufi Yechem. So you say, so he's not Zerash Milamata. And the pshat is, we have to put in an ayin that you should understand that it means only for Rishayim. Tana Rabbana, Menashe.
Rishayim who were not hated here?
In other words, if you see that a person is a tzaddik, so then this klal doesn't apply. That's what's one. The fact that he's a Rasha, that sometimes he could be a Rasha, that's the type of Rias, people like him.
And therefore Shemayim?
Yeah, so there you don't have the klal that he's rejected in the Shemayim. If you don't have a clear If you don't have a clear sense that he's that you know exactly what's going on, you got to think what it says. You know what the reason is that people hate him, like by Rob. It doesn't apply. So if you don't, that the person himself is a tzaddik, but if this is the reason that there's a political movement suggesting whatever, like by Nehemiah, or the mice in the dove, like by Dunder, there's different issues here in the cases that we have.
Not one
translation
of Russian means rejecting the
model. It's not necessarily coming to say that part.
Is the person
that hates him? Isn't addressing that. The Pasuk isn't saying that if he's a Russia, he is a Russia, then he's Mekubal in the Shemayim. You're saying that if he's a Rosh, it doesn't mean necessarily he's a Rosh in the Shemayim, unless you have at least a Shayach to conceive that he's really a Rosh.
The person that hates
the Shayach
is being hated in
the Shemayim. That's not what this Pasuk is coming to address. I mean, of course it is. But from other churches, it's Chaver Ani L'Cholasha here. Tana Rabbana, Menashe, Hayashoneh Chamishim L'Chamisha Panim B'Torat Kohanim, Keneged Shnei Malchuto. Menashe, Rashi learns it means, he used to spend every year, a cycle, going through Taras Kohanim. So that each year he was Machadesh, whole new approaches. And Taras Kohanim is basically the brises on Vayik. That's where you have the most fundamental Midrashei Halakas in Taras Kohanim. So each year of his Malchus, he would be Machadesh new things, and he would put out his yearly Kedushim on Taras Kohanim. They don't call him Menashe for nothing. Menashe is a Lashon of Mishnah. So that's it. So this was Keneged, the years of his Malchus, the others pain. I mean, this is insane. Those 55 years, but he was a Russian Gomer for 22 years. What are you going to say? He was sitting there and he was being Machadish the whole time. He's worshiping God by the Zohar and doing all these horrible things. He's sitting and giving drushes in Taras Kohanim. It sounds outrageous. So therefore, they say the pshat is that he had 55 punim in Taras Kohanim, so Mimele was there for the 55 years of Malchus. However, the overall tone of the Gemara of the Chalts about Bal Sugya is that there's no contradiction between the godless entire of Yerovam or of Menashe and the rishis that they were doing. And on the contrary, we'll see in a moment, especially the way Reb Tzedek went, it's very shocking here. So Menashe was 55 years in Taras Kohanim, Keneged the years that he was at Melech. Achab had 85 different approaches. And Achab's 85, here Reb Tzedek learns that means, that's Peh, is 85. So Peh was what he had been Machadish Achab, which was Kis Kabal. Right, so Kabal, that's what it says. Kol Tresh, that wasn't Noshak Lebal. That was his Kiddush, that there was an Aveda to Peh, to the Baal. And that was Keneged, his 85 different approaches to Taras Kohanim, which was the Derech of Aveda. Yeravam may avish losha. Yeravam had 103, and guess what the gematria of the Egel is? You got it. So 103 different approaches Keneged for the Egel that he brought, and each one of these, since they were Isaac in Avedas Kechavim, had to have very strong pshatim of the Derech of Aveda. Right? So in other words, Keneged all of the inyanim that we find in Taras Kohanim, which is the mocker of all of the dinim of Aveda. That's what they invested in the elements of Avedas Kechavim. Smart guys. Sanya, how your Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir added that Avshalom ein lo chelek olam haba. Shneimer vayaku et Avshalom vayimituhu. So what's the threat? Vayaku vayimituhu. You say vayaku. I mean, generally vayaku. I mean, certainly in that context, he was dead. I mean, after all, it's a sort of when you puncture a body with all of those things, and you cut him down. I mean, it sounds like he's good and dead without saying vayimisu. The pshat is vayaku olam hazeh vayimisu olam haba. The pshat is that there was a separate nisa that they were mocking him from olam hazeh. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amri Shum Rabbi Meir. Achaz and Achazia from the Malchei Yehuda and all of the Malchei Yisrael about whom we find the Lashon of the Vayas Harab Enei Hashem. The whole Malchei Yisrael Shekutubem Vayas Harab Enei Hashem. Now, there are other Malchei Yehuda that we also find the same Lashon Vayas Harab. nonetheless, they are not included for some reason. In other words, Amon, let's say, Yoyakim, even though we know that they were terrible Rishayim, we do find the Lashon of Vayasar. That's not included in here. But somehow or other, we have a Kabbalah that they're not included. Why? The Gemara discusses whether we know why, we don't know why. Some we know, some we don't know. So those, however, from Malchus Yisrael, lo chayin v'lo nidoni. They're not chay liyosid lovei, and they're not nidain, so they're not part of Kriyas HaMesim and Din. However, I mean, according to the Balei Kabbalah, this doesn't mean that they're included in Eimam Chelek Olam Haba, because they find tikkun not in the particular Gilgal of their Achaz and Achazi and so on, but their Neshama is mitzakenes throughout the generations, and has, in fact, a place in Olam Haba. That's why they're not listed. The Dam Naki Shafach Min Ashar Beimiod Ad Asher Milei Et Yerushalayim Pelape Levad Michat Asar Asher Yehuda Es Yehuda Lasot Harab Bnei Hashem. What is this referring to? That he filled Yerushalayim from edge to edge with innocent blood. So Haka here in Bavel Targimo Sheharag Yishayahu, a tzaddik is like filling the world with blood from one end to the other. So that he killed Yishayahu, that's the reason to say he was Mali Yerushalayim Pelope. In Eretz Yisrael, they said, "V'marav Amrei she'asat tzelan masui elif bnei adam." They had a Kabbalah. He made a tzelan. It took 1,000 people to lift this thing. B'chol yom v'yom horei kulam. And every day, he would kill, or Rashi learns it means that they all were basically crushed through the Aveda that they did. He finished them off. So it was like a forced labor camp. So the other way of learning it is that he had this thing walking as if it moved on its own, and then that nobody should find out, he finished them off. You know, the Russian approach. Yeah, sure. It's Zacharian. Kimano, so how do you remember? Is Pehei Shana? Nice. Kemaan ozo ob yom rabba bar bar chana shekula nishamay shal tzaddik echad kineged kol olam kulo. So who is this going according to? When we talk about the neshama, the single tzaddik being the equivalent of an entire world, that's going like the man the yomar holds Yishayo harag, and that's why it says pelapeh, so it's darshan. The pelapeh, based on one person, and we're pretending that he killed millions over here. Now, there seems to be a stira, because the truth is that it says first, Vayatem et Petzel Hasemel. So he put the Petzel in the Beit Elohim. And at the end of the story, it says, Vemid Hapsilim. So was it a Petzel or was it Pisilim? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, look, the truth is he put a Petzel into the Beis HaMikdash. Initially, that Petzel only had Partsuf Echad. Besot Asalo Arba'a Partsufim. In the end, he gave it four faces, so that in every direction it was the face of an Avodah Zarah. Kedei she'tireh shechina v'tichos, so that the Shechina, wherever the Shechina comes into the Eichel, it should immediately see the Pesel and be angry. Now that's based on the reading that Rashi had, she'tireh shechina mikol tzad. We don't have that reading. We just have Stam. Kedei she'tireh shechina v'tichos. In which case, it would be that he put on arba panim kineged, the panim on the chayis, that there were arba panim lechad mehem, so that the Shechina should see this as a direct attack on the Merkava. Now, Achaz had originally put this thing in his aliyah, it wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar vet amizvachot asher agag aliyat Achaz. So we see that Achaz originally, he started this thing off, but he didn't have the guts to go that far. Menashe took it, then he go to Hechal. Shem Rabba Yatsim et Pesel HaShira Asher Asa Babayit Asher Amar Hashem El David Vel Shlomo Bono Babayit Hazer B'Yerushalayim Asher Bacharti Mikol Shiftei Yisrael Asim Et Shmi La'olam. And that's where he puts this thing. Amon then goes, Ben Menashe, he now goes and he puts it in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Nichnusu Lodevs Kodesh HaKadoshim Shinema Tikatsa HaMeitza Mistareha V'amasecha Tzara V'Yitkanes. What does this mean? the mattress is too thin to lie down on. What is that referring to? The Beis HaMikdash, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bedroom, it's not, the bed isn't wide enough for both of us, for the special and for the Shekhinah, kivayachol. V'hamasechah tzara, a masechah that tzara, tzara is the lashon of a co-wife. So hamasechah tzara means, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, you should know that Rav Yonatan, whenever he would get up to that pasuk, he would burst into tears. Avi Boch. He would say, Mi shekatav go konez kaneid me'ayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hold the yam in his palm. Te'afelo masechah tzara. So a statue should become now a tzara to the Shekhinah. It's unbelievable. Orchaz was mevatel et ha'avodah v'chatam et ha'torah. That's why we called him an Amid Aleph. We called him an Otzel. Sheneamar tzur t'uda chatum et Torah v'limudai. So that he sealed off learning of the Torah and prevented people from learning and prevented them from doing the Aveda. Minashe kadar et ha'askarot v'harat et ha'mizbeach. Since we find Menashe building the Mizbeach later, when he came back to Yerushalayim after he did the Teshuvah, the Mashmaut is that he had previously destroyed it. And this was part of his Teshuvah, was to rebuild it. Amon sarafet haTorah, v'he'elah shememit al gabei haMizbeach. Amon was mamrik, burnt the Torah, and he was mevatel the avoda in toto, to the extent that it became covered with spiderwebs. Achaz hitir et ha'erva. Also, Achaz was Matir Erva, but Menashe was actually Baal Achoto, and his son Amon slept with his own mother. Shinama Kihu Amon Hirba Ashma. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer, Kadamash Sarafat Torah, but Kadamash Baal Imo. Amralo Imo, his mother says to him, I don't understand what the point of this is. Klum Yeshlecha Hana'ami Makom Shiachata Mimeno. It's not normal for a person to feel any desire for the place where he came from. Because normally the point in Erva is the idea of absorbing new things, not going back, so to speak, to the womb. So what are you doing this for? Omar Allah, so he said to her, Kulumani Osela Lahakisat Borhi. This is not a matter of desire, this is a matter of making a point. Maybe this still wouldn't be the height, I guess. That's an interesting point. This is way before. He asked Yo Yakim.
So then he still would have had a desire to put the kasha for a comment.
Yeah, no, I say it's a very good point. He asked Yo Yakim Amar. Kamoi lo yadai la arguze klum. Ah! These guys don't know how to get God angry. They're amateurs. I say, klum anu tzichin ala lo'oro. I'll tell you how we can really get him angry. What do we need him for, Bekwa? That's the issue. The only thing I can figure out that we still need, that we're not self-sufficient in, is energy. We can't sort of can't block out the sun. He never gave out the sun. Gave us the sun. However, I have an idea. Atomic energy. We could actually do without a star. And then Yeshvanu Zahav Parvayim, Shana Bishtam Shimbo. Yitalaro. So let him take the light away. We'll manage on our own entirely. Now that'll prove the point. Reloso, his door, remember we said the door of Yehoyakim were okay. That was why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the Skarer and Daisa. What good is that? You don't prove anything. Hello, Ketzev Vizahav Shalohu. God himself owns the metals too. So what are you gonna prove? It's the fact that you're slick, so you're gonna steal, I mean, you might as well stick with the sun. I mean, it's not an advantage to use the nuclear energy. Shenema Liya Ketzev Liya Zav Numashem Svakot. Omar Lahem, no. That he gave us already. Kvar Natano Lanu Shenema Hashamayim Hashem V'yaretz V'atan Livnei Adam. So the challenge over here is to manage without it. That's the point. Now all of these malachim are essentially expressions of ultimate malchus. That the idea in Malchus is that it's mishapet laminas in the end, right? That's its natural tendency. Because the idea of Malchus is to be able to be self-organizing. That's the point. When the Bria self-organizes, it now becomes capable of functioning on its own. Each of these malachim held that the more that you can show your independence from any outside source, the greater is the expression of Malchus in the Bria. So this is what they were trying to do. That's why we find before the Gemara even had Avamina by the Sugya Ben Koziva, that David HaMelech said that Elohim lo teh tevet yivoseinu. We don't want God in the army, because if God is in the army, then it's his achievement. It's our achievement. It has to be our achievement. So that's what they thought it meant. So what's the Taina and Ben Koziva? David HaMelech said the same thing. Right? He said, no, on the contrary, David HaMelech is being misfollowed. Why are you not coming out? You should come with us.
Self-organization does
relate to Malchus. That's relate to Malchus. It is
Malchus. It is.
Yeah, that's what Malchus is. That's why, that's the whole point of Malchus, that it has nothing. It has nothing at all. It's just self-organized. There's nothing there. Right? So, here too, so that this is the greatest expression of Malchus to the Malchus Yehudi.
Why is self-organized?
Yeah, think about it. I can't explain all of that now. If you consider, you'll see that there's nothing tangible in any self-organized thing that you can talk to. Omele Rava, the Rava Barmore, Mitnei Ma Lo Manu Et Yehoyakim. I don't get it. I mean, it's almost like you went out of your way to make sure that we shouldn't think Yehoyakim is included, because you said only Achaz and Achazi, and then anybody from Malka Yisrael. I mean, we got some pretty bad guys coming after Menashe and Amo. I mean, I guess it's because it says V'yesedi Reyo Yakim V'tzoei V'tav Asher Asav Anim Tzalav. I mean, I guess that makes him really good, right? All the other great things that he did. You know what those things were. V'Anim Tzalav. What did they find on him? As much as they found something only after he died. Well, what they found on him is about Chorus Rebyokum Rebelozer, Chadamesh Chakak Shem Avodat Kochavim Alamato. One says, now actually the Girsa in Rashi is Shem Avodat Kochavim Al Gufo. He honored the names of his Avodah Zorah on his body. And so, I mean, since he had a daughter with Tzadikim, he couldn't do this publicly. But when he died, so they found his body with it. Rechadamar Shechakak Shem Shamayim Alamato. Others say that he engraved HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names on his penis in order to be mevazeh Hashem. That's why the first one he was being mechabek Hashem about his kochavim, so he put it on his body. Again, these things people didn't know until after he had died. So the truth is, it seems strange he's not listed. So Rabbi Bar Mori said, I really don't know. B'mlachim lo shamati. I did not have a Kabbalah as to why we don't list Yehoyakim. However, I do know a little bit, because I can tell you why the head Yotot, why only are the four in the Mishnah listed, and there are others that you would think are serious enough to be listed, and they're not. So that I can tell you. But Yotot Shemati, I heard like this, Mipnei ma lo manu et Micha. Now how about Micha? I mean, Micha was like really, we've been talking about him all along over here. Micha was really a serious problem. I mean, here Moshe Rabbeinu had taken him from Tachas Avinyan and been mafil him. What he did, according to the Medrash, is he took the shame that had been used for Yosef's Orein. He was the one that got that out of the Nevus, used it for making the Egel. It became part now of his whole plan over here, making Pesel Micha. He took it across at the time of the Yom Suf with his Kavana. And then, as the Gemara says, when they set up shop, they set up shop right near Shiloh. And nonetheless, he's not listed. I'll tell you why. I heard it's Mipnei Shepito Mitzuya Lo Vrei Drachim. Because he used to be a tremendous Machnis Oreya. Shenema Kol HaOver Lishav El HaLeviim. So people that came to Leviim, it's just a shame that there's not such a prospect, but it sounds good. So, so in other words, anybody that came by to Gerev, to the area where Pesel Micha was, he would be Machnis Oreya to them. The Avar B'yom Tzara, Hika B'yam Galim. Rabbi Yochanan, what is this referring to? This is Pesel Micha. At the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Galei Ayam, and they stood up so the Klal Yisrael to go through, at that time, the Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the co-wife, so to speak, which was the Petzal Micha, or Rashi learns here, the shame that was used for Avodah Zarah, went along with them in the form of Micha. Tanya, Rabbi Nasir Omer, Migerev Leshilo Shlosha Milim. How long do you think, how big is the distance between Gerev, where they had put up Petzal Micha, and Shilo? A total of 3 kilometers. So whenever the carbonates were brought in Shiloh, they always had a little whiff of the smell of the carbonates being brought by Pesach Micha. So this was absolutely enraging to the Malachi Asharis. Bikshu Malachi Asharis b'doch hapo. So you wanted to just blow the whole thing down, the Malachi Asharis. What kind of business is this? Amala makadosh b'hapu says a kadosh b'hapu. You know, anicholot. You shouldn't do it. Just don't destroy him. Shapito Mitsuyama Vedrakim, the man, is a tremendous Baal Chesed. He brings people in to his home, makar of them to the Aveda, when I switched him, actually, he told people, don't worship this thing, it's garbage. I'm just here for the money. You know, so. The truth is that the people of Binyamin, who allowed this to go on, and they weren't moch in it. So then, when they had the whole story in Pelegi Fagiva, and they went to destroy the people that had done this from Binyamin, so 40,000 of them were killed in the war in Pelegi Fagiva, right? Because what? I mean, that, weren't they doing the right thing? Very nice. All of these years, you all sit around watching Pesel Nicha. This is fine. That we have the smoke going along with Shiloh and so on. Now, all of a sudden, we have the newspapers. This is big headlines. Gang rape. Oh, very impressive. So for this, all of a sudden, you get all excited. And that's when you go, now to Mimoka, you make civil wars and so on. Now I'm angry. Amar Rebbe Yochan, Mishum Rebbe Yossi ben Kisna. Same way this legima, legima means the food and the drink that you share with people, was very great because it allowed Micha to survive. So too, if the lack of legima was marking two very important families from Yisrael, Amon and Moab, the men were not allowed to come in, and both of them it says, and because of that, we asser the males from being Baal HaKahal. It's amazing. You see that has a very important place. And tomorrow we'll see Rabbi Yochanan's own shot, in which he brings an expanded insight into the power of Legina.